For Older Kids, What Really Matters by Charlotte Wood Wilson, based on a true story. I know my father lives and loves me too. The Spirit whispers this to me and tells me it is true. Children's Songbook, page 5. Fifth grade was a hard year for me. I'd had the same group of friends for several years, and I thought that we would always be friends. But soon after fifth grade started, my friends started using bad language and acting in ways I knew Heavenly Father wouldn't like. They also started being mean to the other kids in our class and talking about people behind their backs. Eventually, I became one of those kids my friends made fun of. They even gave me a mean nickname, Big Lip Charlotte, or BLC for short. My feelings were so hurt. I started trying to avoid my friends at school, but it was hard because we were in the same class. Hey guys, I said one day at lunch, trying to be friendly and cheerful. Hey BLC, Big Lip Charlotte, they chorused together as they made faces at me. I ran away, trying to hold back tears. I ate lunch by myself and counted the minutes until I could go home. What's wrong, honey? Asked Mom when she noticed my tear-stained cheeks after school. The kids who used to be my friends have started calling me a horrible name. I just don't understand why they have to be so mean to me. I started to cry again. Those kids shouldn't be acting that way. But it really doesn't matter what other people think of you. You're beautiful, and you have no reason to listen to what those mean kids say. But Mom, I said, I see them every day. I do care what they think of me, and other people listen to what they say about me. How can I just ignore everyone? Charlotte, the only opinions that really matter are yours and the Lord's. If you're okay with yourself and what you do, and if Heavenly Father is okay with your choices, it doesn't matter what people call you or say about you. I promise. As I went to school the next few weeks, my old friends still laughed at me and called me names. But I soon found that I could walk around with peace in my heart. I knew that if Heavenly Father was okay with my big lips, then I could be too. I was able to get through the rest of fifth grade. I ended up making new friends who didn't call me names and who helped me feel good about myself. Most important, though, I learned that if Heavenly Father is pleased with who I am, then I don't have to worry about what anyone else thinks. Sidebar. There is no more beautiful sight than a young woman who glows with the light of the Spirit, who is confident and courageous because she is virtuous. Sister Lane S. Dalton, Young Woman General President. End of the story, What Really Matters, by Charlotte Wood Wilson. Bringing the Scriptures to Life, by Jessica Larson. Like in the Scriptures. Have you ever built a boat or been imprisoned in a lion's den? Probably not, but you can still learn things from Nephi, Daniel, and your other scripture heroes. One way is to liken the Scriptures, or compare the stories to your own life. Likening makes the Scriptures come to life. As you read the Scriptures, ask yourself these questions. Have I or has someone I know ever been in a similar situation? How did the person in the story feel? Have I ever felt that way? What lesson can I learn from the story? Try likening. Some classmates make fun of you for not swearing. What can you learn about being true to your standards from Queen Esther? See Esther chapters 4 through 5 and 7. You just found out you're moving. What can you learn from Nephi's example when he had to leave Jerusalem? See 1 Nephi chapter 2. You're feeling lonely and forgotten. What can you learn from Joseph Smith's experience at Liberty Jail? See Doctrine and Covenants section 121 and 122. You're nervous about giving a talk on Sunday and you want to play sick. What can you learn from Jonah? See Jonah chapters 1 and 2. Now you try it. How else can you liken scriptures to challenges you face? Other ideas. Study by topic. If you're nervous about a test, you could look up comfort in the index or topical guide and study the scripture references. Pray. Ask Heavenly Father to help you understand what you're reading and how to apply it to your life. Pay attention. You hear a lot about the scriptures in family home evening and church. Pay attention, and the Holy Ghost can remind you of your favorite scripture stories when you face a challenge. Keep a scripture journal. Write down some of your questions and struggles. As you read your scriptures, write down the answers you find. See Scripture Journal in the January 2010 Friend for some great ideas. End of the section for older kids.